Hello,
Love
hello,
Talk Radio.
And thank you, Dolls and Gents, for calling in tonight. As you guys know, this is MDR Radio's Beauty Corner, where we basically chat and talk about today's leading products and tips and tricks from industry professionals or makeup enthusiasts. Tonight, we have a special guest, Brittany Loves Makeup and Miss Yolanda. They're going to be coming on and basically letting us know some of their favorite makeup items and why. And actually, I came across these young ladies in a group that's on Facebook, and the group is called All Things Beauty. The founder is a young lady by the name of Bundles, and basically what it is, it's a group that's within Facebook that is kind of geared towards sisterhood, makeup. You don't have to be a professional. You could just be someone that just loves makeup, or you could just be someone that's kind of new to makeup and just trying to get some ideas or get some feels of some items that you can put, you know, in your kit or you can use it yourself. It is a great group. So if you're looking for a group on Facebook, definitely find Bundles. That's Bundles, Wadley, Wadley on Facebook. Tell her you heard about All Things Beauty on NDR Radio's Beauty Corner, and you would like to possibly be a member of the group because, A, you're a professional, B, a makeup enthusiast, or C, just someone kind of new to, you know, the art of makeup. And I like these groups on Facebook because they're not catty, they're not, you know, no drama, very sisterly. So definitely hit up this group. I'm going to bring on our guest tonight, Brittany.
Yes.
Yolanda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Brittany's there.
Hey, Brittany, Yolanda's are you
here.
There?
Yes, Brittany's here.
Oh, cool. Hello, ladies. Thank you guys so much for coming on and, taking a little time out of your night. So I'm going to just go in order. I just want you guys to just tell the audience a little bit about yourselves. So, Brittany, would you like to go first?
Sure. All right, well, I'm Brittany. I go by Brittany Loves Makeup. I am a beauty enthusiast. I really got into makeup around 2011 when I decided to quit a very stressful job. I didn't have anything to do, to be honest. I had a hard time finding a job, so I just kind of threw myself into, you know, searching YouTube, playing with makeup, just discovering myself creatively. So over time, you know, in 2011, I was a beginner. I wouldn't say that I'm an expert. I'm still learning, and that's something that we should all keep in mind is that we're always learning. We'll never be experts because there's always something to learn. The more I played around with makeup, and as the years have gone along, I became a makeup fanatic, and I just love everything makeup, everything hair, everything skincare.
Oh, cool. Cool. That's cool. And Yolanda, let the audience know a little bit about
Well, my name is Yolanda. I've been into makeup a while now. One day, my mom noticed that I just talked about it, and she was like, why don't you open your own makeup line? I was like, that's a good idea. So I started pursuing my own makeup line, and, you know, everybody's like, oh, why don't you do makeup? I was scared, honestly. So just recently, in the last couple of years, I ventured into doing others' makeup. I actually went to a training class for it, just, you know, to help me gain the confidence pretty much because that's what it did. And I'm also a student in school to be an esthetician, scheduled to graduate May 21st. Just love makeup, a makeup hoarder. I love the transformation. I love how it makes people feel. So it's a little bit about me in the makeup world, I guess.
Oh, cool. Well, that's good. That is amazing. And what's crazy about the reason why I do these little corners is you, for a long time, people never really said, hey, I just love makeup, or hey, I just indulge in makeup, or I just buy 7 shades of makeup and I only got one face, but I'm going to find time to put them all on my face eventually. And it seems like all of a sudden, over the years, makeup just became this trend. So I thought, well, let's just have a corner where we talk about nothing but makeup. Because I love makeup. I actually started out like Brittany. I was someone that I just love makeup. Like I could go in the grocery store just for groceries, and some kind of way I end up on the damn makeup aisle. And I'm on the makeup aisle. Like, really? So my curiosity kind of turned into going further, going to school and doing it. So I do makeup full time outside of radio, and I like it. I mean, it is a great source of income. You ladies can definitely agree to that. It is something it's good. It's good. And if you're in a city where it's a lot of things going on, you have the potential of really making money. I wish I could get out there where Brittany is in California.
But yeah, I want to be out there too.
I'm scared of making that jump, you know. I don't know. I guess it's a big city, kind of. A bigger city, bigger than Atlanta, kind of just scares me. I don't know. But maybe one day, or take a visit or something. So today's roundtable is your three favorite makeup items, brands, and why. So I'm going to let Yolanda go first. So let our listeners know what
are
your favorite items and brands right now?
Okay, well, being the makeup hoarder that I am, sometimes things change, but one consistent, well, I guess I can name three. One of my most consistent favorite palettes has been the Anastasia Beverly Hills Self-Made Palette. The colors are just buttery, it's easy to use, not too much fallout. The color payoff is great, and, you know, blending is everything, and it's easy to blend. So that's one of my favorite eyeshadow palettes. It's my top one. I actually need another one because I need to add it to my kit. Another favorite of mine, I was looking for a setting spray to give me a refreshed look. And, you know, to hydrate my skin, I want it to glow. I found this Mario. Now, I pronounce the last name wrong all the time. It's last name is B A D E S C U. It's a facial spray. It has aloe, herbs, and rose water. This facial, this facial spray has taken my highlighter to the next level. When I did my clients, you know, I'll highlight them, and I'm like, I'm not seeing what I want to see. I want to be able to see them from across the room. And when I implemented this spray into my kit, I felt like it did take it up a couple of notches. I haven't tried any other sprays, but I am very, very happy with this one. And it also brings your metallic eyeshadows to life, too. Just a little bit on the brush goes a long way. It keeps you refreshed all day as well. My third item, being that I live in Florida and it's pretty much summer year-round, I was looking for something to keep my makeup in place, and I found the Ben Nye Final Seal Spray. At first, I was a little put off by it because it's a little minty, but after, you know, getting used to it and knowing not to spray it too close to my face, of course, I realized that it's really one of my keepers. Anytime people question me about a photo shoot, they're going to be in the sun all day, that's definitely one of the items that I would bring. It keeps my face locked in place. And I'm really sweaty, by the way. So my face is about to melt off most of the time in the heat. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm taking little notes, like I'm writing this down. And actually what's crazy is I went to Orlando last month, and Lord have mercy.
The humidity is crazy.
When I tell you it was crazy, like I was sweating so much. And I had got these, I had went to Sally's and I had got these blotting, like the blotting papers. I think it was called rice paper. And I had to quickly, like, blot my face. And I messed around thinking I was going to get all cute and all that. I did a full face and I went and walked Universal Studios.
Oh, girl.
Nah. Nah. No.
It's not going to work.
Hot spot. I was like, this is the wrong thing to do. So I learned that time. Next time I gotta do some research, and I need to find me some good products to where I can do like a no makeup look, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be ready next time.
And
I'm going to use some of these products next time. So I don't look like a little sweaty box. My face was like grease. Like, literally, I had put grease, Vaseline on my face.
Yeah, girl, you can't come to Florida doing that. You're going to have to use a BB cream or something. You can't use, like, your regular foundation.
It's so embarrassing. But I learned that day. I did.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brittany, let us know your favorite brands and, you know,
okay,
products.
So, this is very difficult for me to do because, as a fanatic, it's very hard to say what's my favorite, but I've came up with three items that I really, really love and I stand behind. So the first product is the Shasha Buttercup Powder. Reason I like this powder, I use it for to reinforce my highlights, is because I have dry skin and it does not dry out my under eyes. It does not look cakey and it helps the concealer stay. Also, it's a very affordable product and very woman of color friendly. That's my first product. Second product is Juvia's Place. Like Yolanda, I was a Anastasia believer, but I have been converted to my Juvia's Place. I really, really love this palette. It's affordable, for one. Very affordable, very woman of color friendly, highly pigmented, very easy to blend. Also, the color, because I have the Nubian too, the color Zuri in that palette is a very beautiful highlight. You can use it on your cheeks. So it's a very multi-use type of palette. I love it. It's a keeper for sure.
Now I got to get this palette.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, ma'am. Yes, you do.
I've been seeing that palette, both of them actually, on Instagram, and I've been like, should I get it? Should I?
Mm-hmm.
So now
yeah, like, I was for a long time, I was just like, I don't know. But, yes, you have to get it. I'm a believer.
So would you say the Sasha Buttercup is better than the Bid 9?
I can't say that because I've never used the Bid 9. I've used other powders, and they either ended up being very drying. Like I had the Laura Mercier. I wish I never bought it because it just dries out my under eyes. I can use it elsewhere, but underneath the under eyes, it just does not work for me. I've used the Makeup Forever Invisible Powder, and it's just a fail for any skin tone. But the Sasha I definitely love is definitely a product that I buy over and over again.
I have a translucent powder. I kind of like that too.
Do you? Someone else said that they liked it. I'm gonna have to try it out.
Yeah, it's a matte, so you may not like it, but I love it. Smooth. Makes you smooth looking.
Oh, yeah, I need that. The third product.
For the longest time, I used CoverGirl's translucent powder, and I stopped about 3-4 years ago because I had seen a YouTube guru rave about Laura Mercier. You know, it was way, and it was okay for a while, but what I found was in the summertime, it dried me out. Like what you were talking about, it did that. So I don't use it. I can only use it, like, I use it a little bit, but I'm looking for something else, and I haven't used the Sasha yet. So that's why I was asking. I might have to get that too, see?
Yeah. Right. I'm probably going to get that translucent next as well. So the third product that I love is Lena Lash's More Than Matte liquid lipstick. I really, really love that brand. When she first came out, I was a little hesitant to buy the product. So they were up there with Anastasia with the prices. Okay. But she had a special a couple months ago where you could get 6 of her lipsticks for $60. So me being a fanatic that I am and me loving bargains, I hopped on it. And I'm glad I did because I love those lipsticks. When I tell you, a couple weeks ago, I went to a friend's son's baptism. When I came home, I ate some french fries. They was greasy. My lipstick still stayed on. I probably had 2 more meals after those greasy potatoes, and they still stayed on. Like, at the end of the day, I just had a touch in just the center of the lip, and it was not even that noticeable. So those lipsticks are bomb.com. Like, I really love them. And she's running specials right now. I think they're probably like $5 or $6 a piece right now. So,
okay, cool.
Yes.
Huh.
Mhm. So, very woman of color friendly.
So if you dolls and gents didn't get all of this information, it will be. We'll post it on the blog so you can kind of, you know, get the product and get the names and all that good stuff. I'm going to get them to inbox me on Facebook so we can put it up so you guys can have it. So you can kind of, you know, try it out or research online or review, look at the reviews, wherever you do before you pick up that product, you know. Some people have to do a whole bunch of YouTube videos and reviews, and some people just really just go out and buy and try it for themselves and, you know, keep it or throw it away, or keep it or give it away.
Well, yeah.
I know it's
my mom like that because I give her all my stuff. Well, my mom, my sister-in-law.
So, watch it with somebody or something. But before I let you guys go, I want you guys to kind of tell the audience what is one thing you like about the group All Things Beauty? Because I know that's where I met you guys out of is that particular group. So what is one thing you like about that group that you could kind of say, hey, you guys need to reach out. This is like the group because ... Brittany or Yolanda, either one of you guys can go.
You want to go, Yolanda?
Yeah, I'll go.
Okay.
For me, it's the information that's available. I feel like it's a very diverse group of young ladies. Of course, you have your makeup enthusiasts, your makeup artists. Everyone is at a different point in their makeup journey. Me, myself, being a new artist, I reach out to them sometimes about products or suggestions. That's one thing I like about them. I can depend on them to give me an honest opinion about a product and help me, you know, go into the right direction with some ideas and things like that. So they're very supportive, I can say.
Cool.
Okay. So what I like about All Things Beauty was created last year in July by Bundles, and she came to me and asked me if I would be an admin because we were in another group, which I will not name, that it was full of drama, and we decided that we wanted to have a group where everyone was welcome, everyone was given the same information as everyone else. Everyone was made to feel like they could share and not be intimidated. So I really appreciate that about the group, and I really appreciate the ladies that are in the group because they help it be a welcoming environment, help it be fun, help it be drama-free. So that's what I love about All Things Beauty.
Oh, cool. And that is definitely, you know, important to be able to get that information right there at your fingertips, be able to post and not be judged or, you know, you have some people that think they know it all.
Exactly.
They gonna tell you how to do you, and you know how to do you. That's why I like, you know, and a lot of people were crazy. I didn't know until about 4 years ago. I didn't know it was groups within Facebook. Like, I think it might have been, I know for a fact the first group I was in, like the crochet group, like with the crochets, when I tried to do my own. And I was like, honey, I'm not really a hair type of person, but I am a makeup gal. So let me just stay in my own lane. And that's
right.
When I found All Things Beauty. And I found a few other makeup groups. And I'm in a whole bunch of them. I know for a fact I'm in over 100.
Ooh, girl.
I'm in over 100. I'd be all over the place trying to get it. But I think All Things Beauty is a little better because you have it right there. And it's always somebody that knows something that you don't know. That's what I found in that particular group. It's more like a sisterly group. There's not a lot of negative, being that I'm in over 100 of them. Child, I see it all. Trolls and all. And I'd be like, really? We acting this? And I mean, and then I hate the people that say, this is how you're supposed to do clients. So when I go to your Facebook page, you the only person I see wearing your makeup. So you the only client.
Yeah, it's definitely a difference doing clients versus yourself. It's a difference. I'll just leave it at that.
I mean, honestly, with the makeup artistry is that we do see different makeup styles that we might not agree with. It might not be our taste, but there's always somebody out there that's going to love that makeup. Whether you've ever seen or the worst you've ever seen, I'd be like, you paid for that? Like, in my head, you paid for that? But it's always going to be somebody that likes something that you don't.
Exactly. Right. Like, please point me in the right direction to somebody who is actually doing makeup on clients. Let me get that person so I can ask you, what is the best foundation to use on this person? This person? Like, I like stuff like that. I don't want nobody jumping, trolling on no post, getting smart reviews because I don't know. Like, really?
Right.
So I will say that this All Things Beauty is a group where you can ask a question. Any question is not a stupid question. So, and I like that because, honey, some of these groups, I'll be
some of the groups, everyone is an expert. Every single person in there is an expert.
Exactly. I had an experience where I was in this one group, and, you know, I do my makeup, but sometimes my makeup can be a little dramatic for, you know, That's how I feel. If I'm going to wear makeup, you're going to see some makeup, okay?
Right.
So I had one girl tell me that my makeup made my eye look lazy. I was like, girl, my eye is lazy. So, okay, we're going to go from here. You know what I mean? Like, girl, you're
going to
fix that. You work at
I remember
store,
when
you
did
you know
that avant-garde look.
Huh?
I remember when you did that avant-garde look and people didn't understand it. I'm we can see how far you are in the makeup game because when you're in the makeup game, you can appreciate certain things. Even if you don't like it, you can appreciate it because you understand it. So,
It's funny how sometimes those groups are. So it's just really a refreshing. After that incident that you're talking about, Yolanda, when I did an avant-garde outer space type of look, it was so crazy. It was funny because I was just like, girl, I got time today.
And she was angry. I don't even know what was wrong with her. She was mad, big man.
I'm not even going to go there. But what I was saying is, after that incident, I had to come back to All Things Beauty and say, I thank you guys for being here. I thank you guys for being in this group and being the type of people that you are because some of these groups, girl, please. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is that, you know, and so it's one of those groups that I love.
And I had
not to bash any other group, but, you know.
Yeah, of course. I have been meaning to invite this other young lady I met in another group. Her name is Angela. And when I tell you, this lady is phenomenal. She's out of Pennsylvania. And really how we found each other was they were like, hey, if it's something you need work on, tag your name and tag what you need work on. So I had a hair show coming up. And I wanted to do, the outer space galactic mermaid look. And I looked on her page, and I was like, damn, this lady can really do makeup. And what was crazy was nobody would like her pose. Nobody would like her pose. Nobody would like her. And I was like, is it because she's Caucasian?
Oh,
That's crazy.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So I hit my chair, and I said, hey, can you help me? And she was like, sure. And when I tell you what we did via Skype every other Wednesday, helped my makeup artistry tremendously. Like, that show was my best show in my entire freaking 5 years of doing makeup. Like, it's amazing. Mm. And it's a lot of people that are my favorites. Like, I like Abigail. I like her work. Her work
is
phenomenal.
Abigail, yes.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people have a, like, they have this, I call it that third eye. You think outside of the box.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not that person. Like, if I see it, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's cute. I wonder how she did it. Like, I don't really go above and beyond to do it, but I'd be curious to know. Maybe, like, later I'll do it. So,
yeah.
Angela's pretty good. She is the bomb. And after a while, I deleted that group. I got out of that group. Now, that's one group I did get out of because it was doing too much. It was crazy. Just certain topics I try to stay away from. Guys wearing makeup, I try to stay away from that because, I don't know, makeup doesn't have a gender per se. But if that's what you do, that's what you do. Hey,
yes.
If that's what makes you happy, that's what makes you happy.
Yeah,
I've seen some drag queens that really can beat their shape. Like, you know.
Yeah,
so
that's where a lot of these trends are coming from now.
Yeah, you can't limit artistry. You can't limit artistry at all because there's some people that are men, there's some people that are younger that can really beat their face like really well, like just
really well.
Whoop us with the brush. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, and a lot of people limit these people because they're limited themselves. They're not pushing themselves. So these people are pushing themselves and they should be admired for their artistry. So I definitely don't have a bias with that because some of these men that do makeup, I'm like, damn, he's good. Like, I need to figure out how to do it. So there's definitely some things that I still have to learn and some things that I struggle with. And it's just like, I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to think outside the box, you know. So I definitely try to push myself and try to figure things out because that's makeup sometimes is therapeutic for me. So,
yeah,
if I'm having a hard day, I'm going to play all this makeup I got. And just figure something out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I go buy some.
Yeah. and that whole thing with people ignoring post Angela, she's a really good artist, and I'm really upset that people were ignoring her post just because she was Caucasian. That
it's a popularity contest a lot of times too.
Yeah,
so.
It is, and that's a BS. If she's good. She's good. You know what I mean? A lot of people skip a post just because they don't like that person or, you know, they're Caucasian or they're a male or some just dumb stuff. And it shouldn't be like that. Give people credit where credit is due.
Yeah. I was trained by a man, and he's very good at skincare. Man, his skin be on point.
And that's the thing I like, too. I like the skincare aspect of the whole, you know, makeup artistry and esthetician, because I feel like it's a misconception about makeup. People think that you're wearing it to cover something up, and hell, some people just like to wear makeup.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hell, for a while, I used to try to see how many colors I could get on my eyelid.
Now you're going to have me trying that.
let me see how much I can get in this face, you know, to see how it looks, you know. It's like, it's interesting is to see, can I put 6 eyeshadows on and blend it like this person does? And some people, artistry is on a whole other level, and I aspire to get that way. But that's why I was saying I hope to be able to go to California and hopefully do, like, you know, TV, film. That's my dream. I'm not there yet. But,
girl,
you know,
you'll be surprised, though.
TV,
whatever for you is for you,
and
man.
And I'd be like, really? This what I, even the stuff I see on TV, I'm like, I could have done that. It was easy.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
I do that all the time. I sit down and I watch artist's face. I'm looking, I'm like, man, her contour not blended.
It's not.
All kind of things. I'm like, wow, I could really do this. Like, whatever for you
like,
is for you, you just have to step out there. You just have
right.
to just put yourself out there.
You know, that's definitely important. Like you said, that there's artists that have unblended makeup, but they're doing their thing regardless because they believe in themselves. Even
right,
if
exactly.
they're misguided, you got to believe in yourself to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. definitely have to believe in yourself, step out on faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's
sure
true.
Sure do. I'm
ladies,
a strong believer in that.
It has been a pleasure having you guys on tonight. If your listeners want to follow Brittany or Yolanda, you guys give out your Instagram information so they can follow. Brittany?
Okay. Mine is Brittany, Brittney, Loves, Luvs, Makeup.
All right. And mine... Mine is Beauty by Yolanda, M-U-A, all one long word. So that's Beauty by my name, Yolanda, M-U-A.
Cool. So you guys, you dolls and gents, we appreciate you guys for listening tonight, Beauty Corner. Please go and follow these lovely ladies, Brittany and Yolanda. You guys have a wonderful night, and thank you, Brittany and Yolanda, for coming in, for being a guest.
Thank you for having
today.
Us.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Guys
you.
Have a great night.
You do
are
the same.
Too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Like I say, dolls and gents, this is the Beauty Corner, and you have heard some of today's amazing products. So, of course, go out and shop. But in the meantime, make sure you follow All Things Beauty on Facebook. This is the group that you need to be in. Sisterhood, positivity, professionals, makeup enthusiasts from all around the world, from California to Florida to Atlanta. We are here, baby, and we ain't going nowhere. You guys keep it locked on MBR Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
Something new. CoverGirl introduces new Supersynthesis Fibers Mascara. Check this out. 400% volume, plus so much length. You can't believe your eyes. Crazy. New Supersynthesis Fibers Mascara. From Easy Breezy Beautiful. CoverGirl.
I'm doing fine.
Thank you.